As Ernest Hemingway noted, the world breaks everyone, and afterward, many are stronger in the broken places.
You have to be grateful for what you can get, plain and simple. Like, be grateful for what you have, because that's, like, we're lucky to even be here. You know, you have to start in that mindset. It's like, you can't, that's the problem with social media right now, is that you're comparing yourself to people that have like this large success, and you're like, I want to play there. But you first have to go with what you have in front of you and make that meaningful.
Is that you decide you want to make come true in your life, you can do that. It is going to take an inhuman amount of work. You're going to have to be prepared to break yourself in half. You are going to have to learn more than anyone has ever learned. You're going to have to push yourself harder than anyone has ever asked you to push yourself before. You're going to go way beyond your breaking point. You're going to run until you vomit. You're going to study until you fall asleep. You're going to push and push and push.
Every one of us who's a goal achiever sets goals, but very few people think about the obstacles that are there and them overcoming the obstacles.
To understand the only difference between the possible and the impossible is your set of skills, a belief in yourself.
Getting better isn't a hack or a trick or a one change that you need to make.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep.
We all have things that we're believing for, dreams that we want to accomplish, problems we're hoping will turn around. Maybe it's to see our family restored, to lose some weight, to break an addiction, to start our own business. But sometimes, as it goes on, month after month, even year after year, we don't see anything changing. It's easy to get discouraged and think, it's never going to happen. This is as good as it gets. I'll just learn to live with it. We all go through disappointments, setbacks, loss. Pain is a part of life. It's easy to get discouraged, even bitter. Think, why is this happening to me?
But my question is, why isn't everyone? To me, it comes down to the strategies that you use. There really isn't anything objectively good or bad. There isn't anything that happens to you that can't be overcome. There isn't anything that could happen to you, anything. You're gonna push again beyond that. You're gonna force yourself into an adaptation response. And why? Because as Malcolm X said, the future belongs to those who prepare for it today.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check them out at betterhelp.com/dailymotivations. The best way to think about therapy is through a bunch of analogies. We get our cars tuned up to prevent bigger issues down the road. You saw this one coming. We get annual checkups and go to the gym to maintain physical wellness and prevent injury and disease. We do chores regularly, some of us, to avoid a giant mess of a house and roaches. Going to therapy is like all of these. It's routine maintenance for your mental and emotional wellness to prevent bigger issues down the road. Going to therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you're investing in yourself to keep your mind healthy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Why invest in everything else and not your mind? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Daily Motivations listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/dailymotivations. That's betterhelp.com/dailymotivations. It's in the show, no below.
If you constantly remind yourself after every defeat, after every setback, Every time you get knocked down, I've got a saying, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. See, a lot of people, because of failure, they stop believing. Let me share something with you. You will fail your way to success. Yes. 8 out of 10 millionaires have been financially bankrupt. You will fail your way to success. It doesn't matter how many times you fail. It doesn't matter how many times people tell you that you can't do it. It doesn't matter if you don't have a dime in the bank. You will fail your way to success.
You don't make excuses for the failure. You grieve it. You feel the pain. You don't brush it off. You don't downplay it. You feel the pain and you don't rush to feel better. Now, listen, this is the principle of life I'm about to tell you. To get past it, you gotta go through it. That's true in so many areas, but it's particularly true with failure. To get past your failure, that failure in your life, you got to go through it. You can't go around your failure. You can't go over your failure. You can't go under your failure. You can't ignore your failure. You need to grieve the failure. You need to feel the pain. Now, we don't like feeling bad, but grief is a good thing. Grief is the way we get through the failure, and grief is the way we learn the lessons. So often, when we fail, we want to just forget it, push it aside, stuff our emotions, and then immediately go to the next thing. When you stuff your emotions, when you swallow your emotions, your stomach keeps score. It's kind of like, what if you took a can of Coke and you shook it up for a long time and then you put it in the freezer? What's going to happen to it? It's going to explode eventually. It's gonna come out sideways. And this happens in your life when you don't deal with your emotions properly. This is why sometimes 6 months after failure, a marriage falls apart. Or 6 months after somebody gets laid off work, there's another problem. There's a physical health problem, things like this. Because you've shaken up the can and you've got all these emotions feeling inside of shame and regret and fear and insecurity and all the things that come with failure, and you're not dealing with them. And so you shake it up and you say, we're just gonna put this in the refrigerator and try to forget about it, and we're gonna freeze it, and it's gonna explode and it's gonna come out sideways in an affair or in wrong behavior or an impulsivity or an addiction or all kinds of other things. I have seen this thousands of times in people's lives. You don't minimize it. You don't rush to feel better. To get past your failure, you've got to go through the failure.
It is far more fun to die on your sword than to die on someone else's. I'm inspired, YouTube. We're going to make this the episode thing. You'll get whatever you want, Tyler, but this is the core of it. You just saw it on stage. Oh, sorry. You just saw it on stage. Dying on your sword is better than dying on someone else's. So many of you are doing things, making decisions, and navigating your lives based on somebody else's thesis. You're doing it because you think it's the right thing, because your dad's telling you it's the right thing. You're doing what you're doing right now because you're pandering to your boss, even though you don't believe in it. This is how it's gonna play out. You are doing things right now. Yesterday, you made a decision that you don't believe in, but you're smart. You did it because you know how your company scores. Here's the problem with disruption and innovation. Right now, you're being rewarded for being a yes person, and in 36 months, you're gonna be fired for being a yes person. And you're doing it because you just need the security of your job. I'm telling you right the now, if you're watching this vlog, and you've got, like, that means you have a certain DNA. Please, I implore you, please die on your sword, not somebody else's. If you're gonna lose, it's much more fun to lose based on what you thought. Do you know how many of you are gonna lose on somebody else's thesis? It's gonna kill at you, it's gonna eat at you, it's going to be the worst feeling. So please, pause this video right now and ask yourself, am I doing my shit because of me? Then you're good, whether you're winning or losing. Or am I doing it because somebody else is telling me it's the right way? Or I'm subconsciously pandering to please somebody or something because I need the short-term stability. Figure that the fuck out. You know it and I know it. You just need to do something about it.
Losing focus is another way that founders get off track. I actually think this is a symptom of burnout. When you get really burned out on running the business, you want to do easier things or sort of more gratifying things. You want to go to conferences and have people tell you how great you are. You know, you want to do all these things that are not actually building the business. And the most common post-YC failure case for the companies we fund is that they're incredibly focused during YC on their company, and then after they start doing a lot of other things. You know, they advise companies, they go to conferences, whatever. Focus is what made you successful in the first place. There are a lot of reasons people lose focus, but fight against that really, really hard.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.